This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
One more time.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good evening.
Sorry, I'm interrupting you.
Just interrupting your dancing. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Hannah Whitten Show. Today, I have with me Callum McSwiggan.
Hi.
Do you know why I invited you on the show?
Because we're going to promo your book, and I was in your book. Is that why?
Yeah.
Is that why?
I was like, my book comes out tomorrow. I need a guest who is somehow connected to my book. And you have
and
written in my book, so there we go. And you're wearing pink, very on brand, thank you.
Pink and blue.
And blue jeans,
blue jeans.
I got my nails done today, pink and blue.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Well, the pink on it is on top of the blue and it turned purple, but it's fine, it's pink and blue.
They look kind of turquoise. Don't want to ruin this for you. But
stop it. If I had a copy of my book on me now, I could put my fingers next to it. And this blue is very
similar.
It's very similar to that blue.
Very similar.
Just saying. Good.
well done.
This is your first time on my show as a solo.
As a solo.
Yeah.
Why? We've been friends for so long. I feel left out.
It's happening now. Be grateful.
Okay.
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I feel very, very summery.
I know. I'm in a massive full-length yellow skirt today.
Is it a beautiful skirt?
Is it Dodie yellow, though?
No. Absolutely. It's not even close to Dodie yellow.
Dodie yellow.
What is Dodie yellow? Where has this come from?
I don't even know.
Everyone's talking about Dodie yellow.
I'm friends with her. I don't even know.
You don't
know.
I don't think she even knows.
Maybe not.
And yet, if you showed me a shade of yellow, I'd be able to tell you if it was Dodie yellow or not.
I can't wait for when, what's it called? Dulux?
Dulux. Colour chart.
I was almost about to say Durex. I'm not them. Yeah, but the colour charts, when you see all the different, daffodil yellow, egg yolk yellow.
Dodie yellow.
Dodie yellow.
And Hannah Whitten yellow.
That's Hufflepuff yellow.
Yeah. I'm always really happy when you're in yellow.
Because of the puffness.
Yeah, and it warms my soul.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm always happy when you're just here.
Oh.
Just people listening to
I
us.
I love our friendship. Isn't our friendship great?
This week, I've screenshotted and tweeted two of our text conversations.
Yeah, we should stop
because
doing
they
that.
Were so funny. I know, it's bad. One day I'm going to accidentally screenshot too much and forget to blur it out, and it's going to be
I keep accidentally I screenshot things in my phone sometimes to send conversations to friends and things,
yeah.
And then I'm on Twitter and it accidentally pulls up one of those photos, and I'm like, no, you can get in so much trouble.
Oh yeah, because when you open Twitter to write a tweet, the
it
first
just,
thing that comes up
boom.
Is all those your most recent photos. That's dangerous. I had a very similar mishap where I don't know if I've said this on the radio before, but I'm pretty sure that my intern, someone who I employ, has accidentally seen a picture of my boobs. Because
I know this story, but I'm acting shocked anyway.
Because I will tell you, listeners, is basically one of the things that he does for me is take pictures of my receipts. Mm-hmm. And I have a receipt app where you take it takes pictures of the receipts and then it logs it all in, so I know what I'm spending and I've got the receipts stored somewhere. There was a picture of my boobs that was the last picture that I'd taken.
Naturally.
But it wasn't even a sexy nude. I had a red mark on my boob, and I took a picture of it and sent it to my boyfriend just to be like, what is this? What's going on? So it's not even a flattering angle. It was just what's wrong with me? Have I got something? What's happening? And so I didn't realize this. I literally just opened up the app, handed in my phone, and then he took all the pictures and then handed me back my phone. And I look at it and it's still on the app. It's still open on the app. And in the corner is a picture, which is the most recent picture you've taken. And it's my tits. But he didn't say anything. No.
Do you think he's listening now? I hope he's listening now. I really hope he's listening. Hey, Jackson.
I'm sorry you had to do that. I'm really sorry.
I love
But yeah, we've not talked about it.
I love that you have an employee.
I know, but he's leaving me soon.
I volunteer. Hire me. I'd be a great intern.
You have a full-time job.
I do. I do have a full-time job. I do.
I can't employ you.
Damn it.
I need someone who's flexible and I can call up and be like, wait, actually, can you not do tomorrow? Can you do Thursday instead?
Well, I'm quite flexible. I can get both legs behind my head.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Do it now.
I'm wearing skinny jeans. They'll rip.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Callum, I think we've done this to you before, but we've initiated you because you have been on the show before.
Oh, what
but
are we doing?
But I can't remember. So when we get new people on the show, we initiate them by...
Piss in the wind. What am I reading?
What are you going to make me do?
I just opened up Urban Dictionary and like today's like word or phrase of the day is piss in the wind. Doing something that is a complete waste of effort and time for which you can expect no results and may even backfire on
like
you.
Like going on the Hannah Witten show.
Well.
I want to laugh, but I'm really hurt. Oh my goodness. No, we're going to search your name.
Okay.
Callum with one L.
We may have done this before, but I'm all for doing it again.
We did, and I can't remember what it is. Okay, do you want to read it?
Yeah. Callum. Hot, snazzy, fit, lovely, fucking ace, wonderful. A person with a lovely character, a huge heart, and a very large number of friends.
I thought I was going to say something else.
He's very talented and is loved by all. He's very good at acting and is well wicked, yo. That is so me, except for the acting part. Not good at acting.
No?
Not one of my skills.
Have you tried it?
I have. People keep, because I do YouTube, people keep like messaging me and being like, hey, do you want to be in this little short film we're making? Do you want to be in this sketch? Do you want to do this thing? And I'm like, I can't act, guys.
Yeah, but have you tried?
Yeah. And they go, no, it'll be all right. You know, you've only got one line. And then they do it and they put me in the thing.
And then they're like, you're bad.
And then they just look at me like, are you serious? Yeah. Do you want to do some acting with me just to see how mad it is?
We actually will have to do some acting later the show.
Well, then you will discover.
We will discover. I've realized that we're now just like I'm eating Haribo like directly into the microphone.
Yum 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 yum.
So with the acting, that'll be coming up later in Dirty Talk, and then we also have Drunk Advice. which, if you guys listening need any advice, please get in touch throughout the show. You can tweet at Fubar Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. And we will answer your questions in the last bit of the show, where we'll also be live on Fubar Radio's Facebook page.
Are we not like live now?
We are live now, but video live.
Yeah, but I've been doing my expressive faces for the camera.
Oh, the cameras are still recording. And then little clips of them will be going up on like Twitter, on Fubar's Twitter.
Good, because I've been doing all my best faces.
Montage of Callum's best faces, please. Yeah, so if you need any advice, then do get in touch with your questions and we will answer them later in the show. We've also got songs about sex coming up. Dirty Talk, as I mentioned, where Callum is going to prove his amazing acting skills.
Hooray!
Asking for a Friend and Position Impossible.
I have no idea. Oh, I'm very excited. Yeah, I have no idea what any of this is.
You've been
is.
On the show before where we had a whole different set of games.
Yeah.
So this is exciting.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm so ready.
New things. So we've got Haribo because Cal loves sweets.
I do. I'm like a big kid and I just like sugar.
And what was the thing you just told me before we went on air about the eggs?
Oh, my God. The Haribo eggs. So apparently there was this. I don't know if Haribo said it or it was like a conspiracy theory, but apparently the eggs in Haribo are not eggs and they're flying. They're like little spaceships.
I don't believe it. If it was going to be a spaceship, they wouldn't have made the top bit. They wouldn't have done the colours that they are.
Okay, Hannah, but let me just play devil's advocate here. It's Haribo Star Mix, and everything else in it is space related. There's even a rocket ship on the packet.
Fuck. What's the ring then?
It's an alien wedding ring.
What's the love art?
It's an alien love art.
What's the cola ball?
It's okay, yeah. See, there's a theme here. And the theme is proving me wrong.
Interesting, though. It is Star Mix. It has a rocket. Gummy bears. What are gummy bears doing in space?
I feel like you've picked apart my theory. I'm really upset.
There's a cartoon picture of the egg that's the dot on top of the eye in Star Mix.
Yes. I specifically remember in a Haribo advert that they referred to it as an egg. I remember that happening.
Oh, really? Do they? It's an egg. It's an egg. It's a fucking egg.
Yeah.
And the gummy bears eat the egg and they eat the cola bottles and they love each other with the love hearts and they propose to each other with the rings.
Great. Well done.
Done. Nailed it.
Perfect.
Also, okay, I don't know how accurate this is. Is there anyone from France listening? Because in the UK, the song for Haribo is like, Happy World of Haribo.
Kids and grown-ups love it so.
Yeah, but then Happy World and then Happy World of Haribo.
No.
So it's Kids and Grown-Ups Love It So, Happy World of Haribo.
Oh, yeah.
So Kids and Grown-Ups Love It So, that translated into French. Obviously, it's not, they don't do a direct translation.
Yeah.
But it's Haribo est plein de vie pour les grands et les petits.
Oh,
it's
that's
like
so
Haribo
cute.
Is full of life for the big and little.
That's amazing. I love that.
I think that's, please, like, if any French people listening, is that a thing?
I'm sure that's real. It has
like,
to be real.
Like, where would that have come from in my head?
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure you just didn't make that up.
If that wasn't actually a French advert for Haribo.
Where would you have heard a French advert for Haribo?
I think a French person told me.
Told you.
told me. Wait, you? Who are you?
I was
Callum.
Also here.
Oh, God. Okay, we've got loads of cool stuff coming up on the show. And I picked this song, Cal, especially for you. Are you ready?
I am.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
For the people who don't know, Cal, do you want to tell the story of how that song became our song?
Yeah, but I might get it wrong.
Okay. Hannah, Let's see if our memory is the same.
Okay, so... Hannah, you were at my house for a house party? Am I wrong?
Already wrong. We were filming.
Filming?
Yeah.
Were we filming Drunk Advice?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my memory is already wrong. But there were people, we had an audience when we were filming Drunk Advice, so it was kind of like a house party.
We went out afterwards.
We did. Out.
Do you go, We went out.
And then the song came on, and then we... got on the chairs and we took our clothes off and danced to it. Why did we do that? I've told the story wrong. you tell the story.
I know what happened. Basically, if you watch that episode of Drunk Advice of Callum, you will see that he is constantly spilling alcohol on his lap.
I remember.
By the end of filming, his jeans were soaked through. And you were like, I can't go out clubbing in these because they are... literally drenched. And so you put your jeans in the dryer to do like a few spins whilst we were like still drinking before we headed out. And so you're just like in your boxers whilst we're all like having a merry old time. And then Justin Bieber, What Do You Mean comes on. You stand up on a chair and start dancing in your... I can't remember like
Sounds
what
like
happened.
Something
but I think at some point, basically, I took my jeans off in solidarity.
You did, yeah. I remember.
And then both of us in our underwear were on top of chairs dancing to that song.
Yeah, and then it became our song. And then there was another time at a house party. I think it might have been my birthday party.
Yes.
And it came on and we... we're like, oh my God, this is our song. So we undressed then.
I was wearing a dress.
I undressed.
I don't know what I did.
I think you might have like lifted your dress up.
I had like tights on as well. I would have lifted it up. Yeah. I pulled that night.
You did. So it worked, you see?
Yeah, it worked.
Maybe I should start doing this more often.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
But it really is our song. Like I was just saying to Hannah that I was listening to that on the way here because I love Hannah Whitten. And whenever I hear that...
You're getting hyped.
Me. Yeah, I'm getting like hyped.
Oh wait, I just remembered what you said, what you texted me earlier. So I want to just
Hannah, stop exposing me to the world.
Hold on.
What did I say? Oh no.
Hold on, I'm ready.
What have I done?
You said, and this is a direct quote. God, why do I have to like scroll? Here we go. I have an overwhelming urge to fight you. I think it's a bit like when a boy has a crush on a girl in school, so he bullies her. Like that, but with me assaulting you.
Yeah, look. wait a minute.
This was a conversation I didn't screen grab and put on Twitter, but I'm putting it on the radio, so.
When I love people, I just want to like, like one, like you know when you like see a little puppy and you're
you
like, oh my God,
it's so
cute. I want to like smush its little head.
Yeah, that's a thing apparently.
Yeah,
wait,
yeah.
Talk. I'm Googling.
So sometimes you just want to like see a cute thing and you want to like smush it into oblivion. That's how I feel about Hannah Whitten. I just love her so much that I kind of just want to get aggressive with her and hurt her, but in a consensual, nice way.
Yeah. Okay. So I found a Vice article. I asked a neuroscientist why I want to crush every cute animal I see. You know that feeling when something is so adorable you could eat it? That's called cute aggression, and it's a well-documented psychological phenomenon.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew it was real.
So I have cute aggression for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Aren't I so cute? Anyway, I compromised and said we could arm wrestle on the radio.
Oh my God, yes.
Although I'm not entirely sure how we do this. If I turn on the other microphone and we go over there. Okay, right.
Okay, technical.
It's on. Go.
That are we going?
Yeah,
are we going now?
It's okay. It's happening.
We're doing it.
It's happening. Ugh, okay.
Okay.
Can they still hear us?
Yeah, this microphone's on. Wait, let's move it back a bit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
but
ready?
Hannah Whitten, this doesn't feel fair.
I know, you're going to win, it's fine.
Okay.
Three,
two, one,
go. Wait, you're not trying.
Oh, no, I am now. Oh, my God, she's actually going to win.
No, I'm not. God damn you, next weekend. Fuck. Oh, he's actually trying.
I am, I can't win. It's like a stalemate.
Fuck.
Wait, Hannah, let me win. I need to prove how masked I am.
I need to prove that women aren't weak.
Wait, me having sex or feminism? What's more important here?
Feminism! Hey, yeah. You just let me win.
No, I didn't. I promise.
God damn you. Anyway, that was great.
that was brilliant.
I think we need a rematch.
Okay, later
on. Were you even trying?
I genuinely was trying.
I was trying, but I couldn't feel like I could beat you in the slightest. Like,
I
thought I could maybe hold myself for a while until I gave up.
I don't understand, but Hannah Whitten's got like some superhuman strength going on.
Got some abs, mate.
Right, when we started that arm wrestle,
got some biceps.
I was like not trying. I was just like holding her in place, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take her down now.
And then you tried to take her down.
I tried to take her down. It didn't happen.
Well, there we go. I think it's because the boyf has got me working out.
Oh.
Because he likes working out, and so I like working out with him.
What do you do together? I mean, working out. Moving on.
We did some ab exercises. Anyway, and some press-ups. I don't know. I don't think I'm very strong.
You are strong, Hannah Whitten.
But
you are.
I could give you a piggyback. Anyway. Okay, guys. Don't forget to tweet in during the show. At FUBAR Radio, if you want to say hi. Hi. So this is a part of the show that might be the last one of these. I've not decided yet because it's time for book plug or butt plug.
I'm confused.
You should be. For the last, I don't know how long it's been. For the last two, three months since we came back doing this show after Christmas, so
yes.
From mid-January until now, every week we've been doing a book plug or butt plug, and it's kind of like a little riddle or there's a clue, and you have to guess if it is a book plug for my book Doing It out tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Or if it's a butt plug.
Like, wait.
As in a butt plug. What other butt plugs do you know?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so are you ready? This clue is audio, and I'm going to play it to you now.
Wait, so it's just going to be the sound of someone using a butt plug?
Well, it can be quite cryptic sometimes.
Okay.
We've had some interesting...
I don't understand, but let's do it.
I don't think you understand until you're like you're in it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play you this audio clip, and then you guys are going to tweet at FUBAR Radio and tweet me at Hannah Whitten if you think it is a book plug or a butt plug. Also, book and butt, like, it's really difficult.
They sound the same.
Because sometimes I start going buck plug.
Or butt plug.
Or book or boot. I don't know. Okay, we ready?
Yes. Put your motors.
That's it. And the seven books.
Write a book.
In this nifty book, it's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello,
book.
There we go.
Wait, I don't understand. What's going on?
I'll try and explain to you. So last week, actually, I can't remember what last week's was, but the week before, the clue was an audio clip that was the sound of a YouTube video of somebody making a homemade DIY butt plug.
Right. Okay. With you.
Not with me. We just found a video on YouTube.
No, I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you now.
I was like, what? Oh, goodness. Kenneth Clayden on Twitter has said, Hannah Witten and Callum McSwiggan are so adorable on Fubar Radio. And Anne says, I'm listening from Germany. Hey, but not France.
Where are the French?
God.
Come on,
Arrivo
French.
Et plein de vie pour les grands et les petits. I love it. I'm so into it. Okay, dear listeners, I'm going to play that to you one more time, just in case you didn't get it. Is this a book plug or a butt plug?
Books of Moses.
There's six and there's seven books.
Picture books. Pictures.
My book of dreams.
Who wrote the book of love?
I could write a book.
In this nifty book, it's free. No, you don't have to pay.
Hello.
Book.
I love it. Okay, do tweet in at FUBAR Radio and we will let you know.
Do you know the answer?
I know the answer.
You do know the answer.
Do you know the answer?
No.
We will let you know whether or not that was a book plug or a butt plug, and if any of you got it right after this.
FUBAR Radio presents
Harriet Rose in Lossa.
London O'Connor. Let's chat a bit about Nobody Hangs Out Anymore, because I saw that Jaden Smith tweeted out.
That was pretty cool to see that. There's a couple reasons why I really appreciated that. Every time someone with a bigger cultural platform believes in what I'm doing, it means something to me. Jaden Smith is a cool kid. I met him once backstage at a Tyler, the Creator show, and someone just showed him the video. He was into it, and he shared it with 6 million people. And I appreciate that, too, because I respect everything that he's doing. It was cool to just see it be about the art for once. Someone just sees something you're into. They have no other reason but that to share it, and they do.
Every Thursday,
Harriet Rose in Lossa
from 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
All right, Cal, it's time. What do you think? Book plug or butt plug? What was it?
I think it was so clever and well put together that it feels like it was something that came out of Hannah Witten's brain. However, I really, really, really want it to be butt plug.
Because you like butt plugs.
Because I like butt plugs, so I'm going to say butt plug, because it's fun to say butt plug.
Butt plug. It is, in fact, a book plug.
No!
Because that was a compilation of many different songs that have book in the title.
But for your book?
It was about books.
Okay,
in
it was
general.
About books.
And right now I'm going to plug my book. My book, Doing It, is out tomorrow.
Wait, I think I had the answer on my screen the whole time. Was I supposed to be able to see that?
You can see that. I know. Surprised you didn't even look at that. But yeah, my book's out. You can get it in Waterstones and WH Smith and Tesco.
Tesco?
Tesco.
That's like a big deal for you, for your book.
Tesco's
are you
selling
sure?
a sex book. This is what I've been told. Tesco Smith's.
That's amazing, Hannah Witten. I'm so proud of you.
And then there's also an Audible book, audible.co.uk.
And do you know what's more important?
Well,
I wrote a page, so I'm also in there.
You've written two half pages.
I wrote two half pages. So technically, I'm the published author here.
You are published in a book.
You're like, author? Not sure about
you
that.
You are published. Well done. So the songs that we heard in that 26-second clip were Tom Waits' Book of Moses, Toots and the Maytals, 6 and 7, Book of Moses. Suzanne Vega, Book of Dreams. Frankie Valli, Book of Love. The Kinks, Picture Book. Dinah Washington, I Could Write a Book. Book of Mormon, Hello.
Clever.
Just hearing that one snippet of it, I'm like, I need to see it again.
I love that show.
It's amazing. And then Anti-Flag, Punk by the Book, which is the book!
Book!
At the end. So... if you didn't know, I wrote a book. And it's out tomorrow. Oh, God. Anyway.
I'm going to rub my face all over it.
Please do. It smells good as well. Although you've got a proof copy. I'm not sure how the proof copies smell.
It smells okay.
Okay.
I've smelled better books.
6 out of 10.
Yeah.
The actual book, though.
Like an 8 out of 10.
Has a good smell.
Good
to
smell.
It. Do you like smelling books, Abby?
I've only done it a few times, not going to lie.
Oh, mate.
I know.
Amateur.
Every book. Like, sometimes I just go into bookstores just to smell the books.
Mm. Oh, wow.
See, wow. This is novice professional.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay. Abby is here, which means...
Hello. I dropped my paper on the floor. That's why all that was about.
It's just like, what's happening?
Is something exciting going to happen?
Yeah, it's the first game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Unless book plug or book plug counts as a game, but this is first full game. You ready?
Yeah.
It's called Position Impossible.
Position Impossible.
That was great.
You're welcome. So the way that this game works is that Abby's got a list of sex positions. Some are real, some are fake.
Okay.
We have to guess if it's real or fake, and then guess what it actually is, and it's a competition.
So you don't know the answers either?
No.
Oh, bring
it's
it
head
on.
It's head to
head. There's some serious stares going on right now.
Okay.
Are you ready for number one?
Ready.
Okay. Elephant. Oh, is gosh. Elephant a sex move?
I think so. Trunk. Think about it. Trunks.
I think it's too obvious.
I need to move my chair so I can see Abby and Callum. you guys confer with each other.
Do we have a buzzer or do we just like shout at you?
Just yell.
Just yell.
Just a bit of a yell.
I think yes. I think it's too obvious. But
so it's not a sex move?
No.
Okay.
I'm going yes.
Okay, Hannah, what do you think it is?
Okay, I think it is... I think it's penetrative. No, it's not. I don't know what's happening. Okay, I'm going to go with penetrative because something to do with a trunk, which is a penis.
Or an arm.
Or an arm or a leg.
Elephant feels like this thing. It just does. It does.
Or it could be oral and then your head is in between the legs and so someone's leg looks like your nose, like it's your trunk.
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay, so to clear things up, Hannah, you have a point because it is a sex move.
It's real. Mm-hmm. It's real. Okay, now the two of us, you can still win a point for guessing the correct position.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. But
so it's penetrative or oral?
Yes, penetrative.
But not fisting.
No,
I think it's penetrative with a penis.
Penetrative with a penis.
Yes. Or a strap on if you don't have a penis.
I'm kind of saying, like, I feel like it's something to do with the ears as well as the trunk.
Has it got anything? Does
you could
it look
fiddle
like,
with the ears.
Does it look like an elephant?
No.
Is the ears the boobies?
No.
Are the ears the balls?
No. Oh, my God! Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, trunk, balls.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
No, definitely not.
No, Callum.
Is it like, having penetrative sex and then like the groan you make sounds like an elephant at the end as you climax. Is it that?
I wish.
It's not.
It's you're taking it too literal today, guys.
It doesn't
correlate to an elephant.
Does it mean
we have a clue then?
Yes. Both are kneeling. One person is kneeling, the other person is kind of, I don't want to give it away, but
one person's kneeling.
Yeah. The person giving is kneeling.
The other person is... Oh, God.
It's not like... it's penetrative.
Mm-hmm.
Are they on two hands and knees? Is it doggy
style?
No,
they're just on their knees. Their hands are being used to support.
Is it like doggy style, but with the instead of the person behind, they're like kind of underneath and like thrusting from below?
No.
Are their hands behind them and they're holding hands, but behind?
No, their hands are in front. They're supporting the person in front. The person's kneeling, supporting.
Their
hands
titties.
The
holding onto
the tits. That's possible. Fondling, possible.
What?
I'm very confused. Are we allowed to give up?
Yeah, you can give up. Sure, as you
I'm
pass that
so
photo
confused
around.
As to what's happening.
Right is now. There a photo?
Yeah, there's a photo.
Oh, in my head, the person being penetrated was facing the other way.
No,
they're facing each other.
Oh.
So the penis person stands on their knees, leaning slightly back. Person number two sits on top and wraps legs and arms.
The person
around.
Who's doing I the penetrating see. Has got to have got some serious quads because they're like raised slightly. Yes. Don't worry, guys.
So
posting this on my Snapchat right now.
So who in this situation is the elephant, or are they both the elephant?
I'm not sure about the elephant thing. The thing is with these, they have really extravagant names, and then sometimes they're just like the
just
spooning
like,
position sort of thing. Yeah.
Right. Failure. It's a really basic one as well.
It is.
No, none of you got a point for that one, but Hannah is in the lead with
one. I want to win, though. Like, okay. You have to rig this if I don't win.
Okay, I'll do my best. But you did just admit that you want me to rig it.
My headphones were turned down for a second.
Yeah, Hannah didn't
what
hear
happened.
That. She didn't know what
We're moving on to the next one. Windmill.
Well, it's a thing, but it's not a sex move.
Isn't that the helicopter where the
Yeah, it's like the helicopter, isn't it? The windmill is the same as the helicopter, right?
So do you think it's a sex move?
It's to do with a sexual organ, but no. Yeah, no, wait.
I'm going
to
go no.
Yeah, no, wait. Is it where you, like, have sex with them, but you, like, hold their legs in the air
And then, spin like, them
rotate
around,
them?
Like a Catherine wheel.
Yeah, like a Catherine wheel.
That would be beautiful.
But it's not that.
No.
I'm going to say no, then. It's not.
No.
No, no. Both have a point there, because it's not real.
Ding, 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 ding.
But it is, real for spinning your willy.
Spinning
yeah,
knob.
Definitely.
That,
definitely.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Did you do that when you were dancing on the chair?
I did, indeed, yeah. But I was concealed.
Yeah. Don't worry, we're not going to take the windmill away from you. It is real. It's real.
Okay, number three is gorge.
Oh, God. It's real.
I hope it's not real.
I think it's real. I think it's like...
You're so certain.
I think it's real, and I think it's like rimming, but like... rimming, but more. Like taking your rimming to like 150%. Like you're really gorging yourself.
God, like it's a crevasse or not a crevasse. What am I talking about?
Yeah, like you just like your entire head goes inside. Am I correct?
Gorging.
I wish you were.
Sounds like something you do like mountain climbing, doesn't it?
Yeah,
gorge is between a valley, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Something. I'm gonna go no.
No? And Callum, you're saying yes.
Yes.
Good choice, because you've made it a tie. Mm. It is real.
Ha! Knew it.
Okay, what is it then?
So, to give you a clit, a hint, sorry.
To give me a clit?
To give you a clit. It's oral.
Oh.
Okay.
So I was right, it's like the gorging of something.
Is it oral on a dick or oral on a hole?
On a hole.
Which kind of hole?
I mean, a hole or a clit, really. It's not on a clit.
Both holes are up, like, could be doable.
At once?
Well, that depends on the person, I suggest.
Oh, wow.
Is the person who's receiving said oral bent over?
No.
But in the air? No.
Kind of.
Is this between
is in the air.
Two people?
Yes.
Only two people?
Well, I think you could... Yeah, you could definitely do some sort of train.
Oh,
actually,
okay.
Actually, no, that'd be really awkward.
Is it like human centipede style?
No. The person receiving has their legs both firmly up and together.
Like that yoga position.
Mm.
And so then the other person just like is just lying down and has their face in it.
Is the person's head like wedged between their legs, which are up, like clamping them down. And
that's
because
their
like,
head is the gorge and their legs are the valley.
Yeah.
No, their head is the valley. I don't know. The legs are the mountains.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Pretty much. And it's not stuck in, but yeah, you both get a point for that. It's just
oral
with legs up in the air. Yeah, check out the picture.
Oh, I'm into it.
Yeah, so for people at home, the partner receiving lies comfortably on their back, may use a pillow to support them. They have their legs really upright, while the other person lies on their front, face to vagina. That's what I put in my notes.
The way that they've drawn the guy's hands... Like, because they're right by his face, like, on the person's, like, thighs, like, bum thigh area. It looks like he's playing peekaboo. You know? He's
best
like,
game.
He's like, oh!
Oh, no.
Best game.
Is it in there? Like,
oh! Is peekaboo a sex game? Sex position?
It's definitely a sex game. Must be.
Hannah Witten, you know how you're posting these on your Snapchat?
Yeah.
Are you doing that with context, or the people not listening are just like...
People not listening. Basically, I feel like there might be some threads out there now that are like, best Snapchats for sex inspiration, and mine will just be on there. Because I don't post on Snapchat ever, except for every Wednesday with these.
Okay.
So it's just like... People follow me on Snapchat. It's like every Wednesday, three new sex positions for you. Yes, please. Thank you. And my favourite thing is seeing how many people screenshot each one.
Do they? And there's lots of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does anybody reply or do you not read your replies?
No, mine aren't open.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
I would be scared at what the replies were. But like, look, we're doing it.
Yeah.
We're like, no.
Definitely like a dick pic or something.
Didn't need to see that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to mast. Is mast real? In a sex position?
Oh, it really sounds like it is. But I feel like you're trying to throw a spanner in the works and confuse us.
it really does sound quite penis heavy.
It does.
The mast.
The mast.
Master.
Oh, it could be so many things, but I'm going to call you on your nonsense and say no.
Okay, Hannah.
I'm going to go yes to shake things up.
Okay. Hannah, you're right.
Yes!
I know. With your gut instinct.
And now you're 1 point up. Come on, Callum.
Damn it.
Okay.
It was too obvious, you know? Too obvious.
Okay, I think... What do I think is happening here? The mast. I think it is oral on a dick.
Oral is correct.
On a dick?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
You call this sex position the mast and there's no penis involved. I'm surprised, I'm shocked, and I'm appalled.
But that has to do... I didn't make these, Callum. Don't make this personal. Well, the mast, I think, is represented by something else.
Someone's legs.
Mm-hmm.
Legs.
Oh.
Good. Hot.
Okay.
So we've got legs in the air.
Well, okay, so the one that's called gorge, that to me is now what mast is. Mast. That's yeah. Mast. Is it similar?
Kind of.
Yeah?
Is it the same?
Is there one leg in the air?
Yes.
Where's the other leg?
But there's a bit more to it than that. The position of the other person has changed.
Oh, they're on top of them. They're on top of them. And they're like straddling the leg while like going to town on the vagina.
I can't picture that.
Okay. Is it like in a 69 position though? Is what is the person receiving lying on their back, one leg out, one leg up in the air?
Yep, correct so far.
And then the other person is like at a 90-degree angle to them rather than like facing them.
Perfect.
Nailed
yes.
It.
I'm
absolutely.
Really, I can't.
Ding, 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 ding.
They're on this side.
Another point for me.
I hate you, Hannah Wynn.
They're both on this side and they're both using.
Jesus Christ.
They're both using their elbows to push them up off the ground and elevate.
Oh, wow.
For pleasure.
I mean. That looks
that to me, I love the fact that the person receiving is also like holding up their up leg with their hand, and so it's just like welcome in, come on in. Like,
I don't get like how do you work these sex positions into like a spontaneous?
Oh, very easily.
Yeah,
you don't spontaneously fall into that position.
No, but you don't fall into it. Like one person kind of might take control and be like, move here.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then it's like, I suppose in that position it's the person who's receiving to go, oh, I'm just going to shove a leg up here.
Yeah, and they just might be like, sorry, the camera is right there. Hello.
So for the people at home, the description I have is the person receiving lies on their side, the upper part of their body is raised, legs slightly bent but straight up, and then, the person slides on in between.
Slides on in. Love it.
At an angle.
Love it. Did I win or is there more?
No, that's it.
No!
Ding, 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 ding.
And you have won by 1 point.
I hate you. Never coming on your stupid radio show.
Wow. Beat you arm wrestling.
No.
Beat you.
Okay, yeah, but I let you win.
You no, you didn't let me win. You gave up.
I did give up, it's true.
You gave up first.
But you were threatening me with feminism, I felt.
It was also a game of, like, mental ability, too.
Yeah, and you won.
And I won.
You've won with your tricks.
No, my feminist tricks.
Yeah, I was trying to be a good ally.
I can't even remember what you said, but it was something to do with either your masculinity or feminism. And
well, because I felt like if I lost the arm wrestle, I'm trying to show the world how masculine I am.
You don't need to. You're in a pink T-shirt. The world knows how masculine you are.
3 out of 10. And I'm okay with that. I like being a little femboy.
You're going to swim the channel very soon. It's fine.
Yeah, in really? 2 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Very soon.
Yeah. That's the most mass thing. That's amazing. Is it? Who knows? Anyway, great game. Solid.
Solid game.
Check out my Snapchat for some your weekly sex. God, I drank the beer! Oh, God, it was about to go everywhere. Wow. Okay, song time. For good. All right, Cal. I'm sorry that you lost that game.
I'm still upset about it.
It's fine, because now we're going to like take things down a notch, not competitive at all.
Oh.
We're going to have a little chat.
Oh, yay, okay.
Because it's time for the Asking for a Friend segment. But first of all, Hannah on Twitter, Hannah that's spelled H-A-N-A, has said that they're listening from Prague.
Still not France, but still hello not France. From Prague.
Hey, I love Prague. I went when I was... 18.
I went like when I was like 21. Good city.
Good city.
Good things happening there.
Into it.
Good absinthe.
Yeah. When I was there, we did like one of those tourist pub crawls.
Ooh, that sounds awful. That sounds like the worst thing I would ever go on. Ever.
It was messy, but it was cheap.
Yeah. Cheap's good.
Yeah, it was great. Okay, so asking for a friend this week, I was like, what do you want to talk about? And Carl was like, BDSM and kink!
BDSM and kink. You know, just, I feel every... It's very topical at the moment. I feel like everyone's opening up their minds to the BDSM world.
Yeah, and it's becoming mainstream. Do you think that's like a post 50 Shades of Grey world we live in? Post-truth, post 50 Shades?
Post-fact. Yeah, I don't want to attribute it to 50 Shades of Grey. Hannah and I watched 50 Shades of Grey on an aeroplane together once. Wait, did it have like all the sex scenes and things in it?
Okay, that doesn't here's the seem... thing: like people ask me that, and I'm like, "Oh, I don't know. Did they skip them out?" Because I
remember seeing penis because we all threw our arms up in celebration.
But it was like a pan down shot, and you got like the pubic line, and then it cut to something
else. There was a little bit of willy. It was like the top half of the penis, and then it cut
from the pubic line.
Yeah, because he was like opening the jeans. It was like a little bit of dick, and then. That's your
gone. Lot. I don't know, because we watched it on a plane, so it's like, ooh, what? You know?
If we watch it not on a plane, we get the full penis?
I know, I feel like I should see it again.
Should watch it again.
And find
right,
out.
Right, start your radio
Netflix.
Show.
Let's go watch 50 Shades of Grey. I watched the second one in the cinema, and from my memory, there wasn't like any more or less sex in it than in the first one.
So I
can't remember.
I haven't seen the second one, but I've heard a lot
it's
of
terrible.
People... Really? I've heard a lot of people celebrating it.
No.
Awful, is it?
Awful.
As
they
as
get engaged.
First? No.
Yeah. After he like almost dies in a helicopter crash.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. It's fucking dumb.
I just feel like if people watch 50 Shades of Grey and that was like enlightening to them and it opened up a whole new world of kink and all that exciting stuff, then amazing.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it was a bit of a misrepresentation. Yeah. And like how their dumb sub relationship kind of bleeds into their actual relationship. I'm like, not cool, guys.
Except for some sub-dub relationships, it is that. It's like a 24/7 thing. It's not just in the bedroom.
I'm doing
for
my
some.
Puzzled face because that confuses me.
I spoke to someone for the Bang Book Club podcast about that, and she's in a sub-dom relationship, and she described it as a 24/7 thing.
Right.
But like it, it's not sexual all the time.
Oh,
you know, he is her dom, she is his sub. She calls him sir, and what did she say? She said, I really liked the way she put it in that they entered into the relationship as equals and then they negotiated an inequality.
Okay.
So the thing about Anastasia and Christian's relationship is that she doesn't enter it as his equal.
Yes, and this is the issue because he like tricks her with the contract and everything and that's not how it should happen.
Anyway, so, 50 Shades, whatever.
Over there, go away,
go
50,
away
50 Shades,
Shades
of Grey.
Kink, BDSM.
I may have told you this before, Hannah Witten, but I've never told you on the radio. Do you know what BDSM stands for? Because it is, without a doubt, my favourite...
The best acronym!
It's the best acronym in the English language.
Because it stands for six different things?
It's a four-letter word that stands for six things. Do you know what the six are? This is a quiz. Come on, Hannah Witten. Come on, you published a book about sex.
Okay.
This is your challenge.
Hold on, I just need to write down BDSM so I just so I can see letters because I'm really bad at... things. Okay, so BDSM. B stands for bondage.
Yes.
D stands for dominance and discipline.
Yes.
And S stands for submission and sadomasochism. And then the M stands for masochism or something like that.
Almost. You almost had it. The S stands for sadism.
Okay.
Not sadomasochism because the M is the masochism.
Got it. So it's sadism.
So it's bondage and discipline, dominance and submission. And sadism and masochism. Like, how clever is that?
Yeah,
like,
that's amazing.
Amazing. Best acronym there is.
Great acronym.
Great
Unlike
acronym.
Unlike LGBTQ plus I. What's that about? That's a different debate to have.
LGBT plus I like.
Okay, I use LGBTQ plus, but and that's what I use in doing it.
And that's
out
good.
Tomorrow.
And that's valid. And well done, Hannah Witten.
Oh, God, so much like politics around it. Anyway, kink.
Yes.
Okay, what about you? Personal experience of kink.
Okay, so, right. So, my personal experiences, if we're talking about the BDSM world, I feel like on the vanilla to extreme scale, I have done only up until about a five. But I
what
want
is,
to
what,
do...
What is the extreme? A 10?
The 10 would be the extreme.
Okay.
And I want to go like 9.5. I really, really do.
Wow. Like, have you found someone that is... But you're more of a dom, aren't you?
I am, and that surprises people. Because I'm so happy and feminine. And,
but you want to beat the shit out of people.
Yeah, and maybe that's why. Maybe, like, because I'm so, like... I literally wouldn't hurt a fly in real life. So maybe it's... Maybe that's why I have what, this it built up aggression.
What turns you on about it? Is it the cute aggression? Could be part of that.
I do think cute aggression is part of it.
Cute aggression. And also... Is one of the things that turns you on is the idea of somebody wanting you to do that to them.
Yeah.
Not just you doing it, but someone who's like, I want you to do this.
Absolutely. It's 100, yeah. Like, part of the fetish is about consent. It's like, I want to do these things to somebody because they really, really will take pleasure from it. If they weren't taking pleasure from it, then I wouldn't be interested at all.
Yeah, that's just you beating someone up then.
Like, which is like, not fun.
No.
Not fun for anyone.
Don't do that.
But yeah, but I do think the cute aggression is part of it. Because, you know, I like really cute feminine guys. And you
crushing
know,
them.
And it's kind of like looking
squeezing
at the
them.
Puppy and going, oh, look at the little puppy. I just want to like smush his little face. But with a human male.
And a whip.
And a whip and some other toys as well.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
I think on the... If we're talking about not... So not a general sex sliding scale, but a BDSM scale where one is... Vanilla BDSM.
Yes.
Not like just vanilla sex, but vanilla BDSM and then like 10 hardcore. I would say I'm like a 1 or a 2.
Okay.
I'm definitely on the BDSM scale.
Yeah, because
scale,
the though. 1 or the 2 in regular is going to be like a 9 or a 10, you know?
Oh, yeah, because I you know, like blindfolds and spanking and handcuffs.
Yeah.
Scratching.
All good stuff.
Biting.
Yeah, absolutely.
That stuff. I'm into it. Also, I really want to experiment with ice and hot wax.
Oh, I love hot wax.
That's like next on my list of things I want to do.
Hot wax is like my favorite thing to do. Because it doesn't injure the person in any way. And yet, like, you can really, like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But for people listening, don't just get any candles. You have to get, like, body-safe candles. That's why they don't burn. That's why they don't hurt you.
No, I just used regular... Like candles. Don't do what I did, kids.
I heard that you should use like or at least maybe regular candles, like have the thing in it,
yeah.
Or whatever, or don't have a certain thing in it. But you have to like, I think you have to be quite careful. I not
listen
this is
to
what I heard.
Listen to Hannah Witten. Do not listen. To
I just
me.
Hear these things. I'm also learning. But yeah, and then the ice cubes thing. Mm. But you're very clearly a dom.
Yes.
See, I would say I'm verse.
Ooh.
I'm definitely verse in that. Like, I take pleasure out of, like, both sides.
When it comes to regular sex, I'm very open to being the dominant or the submissive partner. But when it comes to more BDSM things, then I don't really have any desire to be the submissive partner.
Oh,
I would.
Really?
If I was in love with someone and they were like, I want to, like, do this thing to you, I'd be like, okay, let's give it a go. But I don't think I would really be taking pleasure from it.
Yeah. I think I'm generally more submissive.
Mm.
In regular sex, probably mostly... No. I think in all of it, I'm, like, a 60-40, with 60 being the sub.
That's a nice mix.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of that.
Me too.
I think every single one of us has a little bit of kink in us, and I just think it's now that people are starting to accept that and talk about it. But I really do.
Yeah,
none of my friends are like, oh, not a single person I know has ever been like, nope, I just want vanilla sex. Like nobody has ever said that to me.
I think sometimes the umbrella term of like BDSM and kink, people automatically assume with the really extreme hardcore stuff.
Yeah.
And so they disassociate themselves from it. And they're like, oh, I'm not really into that. But then you ask them, like, oh, what kind of things do you like in the bedroom? You're like, well, that's kink.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Your kink, there was another thing that the woman said to me. She was like, your kink is not my kink, but your kink is okay.
Oh, I like that.
Which is really cute. I love it. I'm into it. Okay, Cal. This next bit is songs about sex. You have picked a song about sex. Would you like to introduce it for us?
Yes. This is Mercy by Shawn Mendes.
The Hannah Witten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I'm
I'm confused.
Okay.
Why did you pick this song?
Okay, so I picked this song because, right, okay. So
you're like, I have reasons!
I have reasons for picking this song. So I know, okay, this song is actually probably about love, but...
I'm spicing it up.
I've got my own interpretation of this song because, like, the language in this song is so visceral. And, you know, I feel like it's interesting that we were just talking about BDSM and kink because I get all those kind of vibes from this song.
Oh, really? And like, please have mercy on me.
Like, all of it, almost every single line.
Even
is
though
like,
you don't mean to hurt me.
Yeah, like, it can all be interpreted as absolute filth.
You're filth.
This is one of those things that I probably shouldn't be saying on the radio, but I'm gonna. This song really makes me horny every time I listen to it.
Are you horny now?
I am a little bit, but that's just because you're in the room, Hannah.
You're
Witten.
Gay. I'm a lady.
It is. It's just such a sexual. I haven't had sex to this song, but I really, really want to.
I really want you to.
Yeah. You just stand at the side and clap.
Yay! Will you text me as soon as you've had sex to this song?
I will.
Like,
I will.
Lean over the bed.
I'll
grab
be like,
your phone.
Enough of you. I've got to text Hannah. She
just
needs
like,
to know.
Just be like, it's done.
But like, look, listen. Can I just read you some lines in
this? Yeah, go on
because
then.
Even though you don't mean to hurt me, you keep tearing me apart. Like, do you not feel it, Hannah? She's looking at me with the most bored expression you've ever seen.
Go on.
Go on.
Read me your poem, baby.
Okay, wait. Let me find another line that's, you know, visceral.
Oh, I would gladly do it twice. I saw that line there.
Yeah, like ripping all the skin from off my bones.
Oh, God.
I'm prepared to sacrifice my life. I would gladly do it twice. Like
that sounds like a sub talking.
Yeah, like then like, not. I'm. You're going to absolutely, you know, annihilate me and then we're going to do it again.
Jesus Christ.
I feel, yeah. This is what it's like to be in my head.
I'm into it.
Yeah?
I like being in your head. You know, dipping myself in and then leaving again.
Yeah, just now and then. Just a little toe in
every
there.
Every now and then.
And even the way he sings this song, like, it opens with him kind of like making sex noises.
Oh, wait. Did it?
It does.
Did it?
It starts with the like, but it's like...
Wait, what are your sex noises?
the way he does it and the way he sings it sounds sexy to me.
I thought
you were going to be on board with this.
I'm also not being antagonistic. I'm just like, cool.
Just like, cool. Don't understand. But
no, good for you.
You have fun.
Ripping all the skin off my bones. That sounds like, painful.
But like, just the idea of someone like having mercy. Like, I'm just imagining like some beautiful little sub just being like, please have mercy on me. And me just being like, nope. Like, that sounds great.
Mercy isn't the safe word.
You know what the safe word is.
Yeah.
Pumpernickel.
Is that your safe word?
It is.
Pumpernickel.
Because it's the least sexy word in, you know, think of a less sexy word than pumpernickel.
Pumpernickel.
So fun to say.
I love that. I don't have one. Should I have one even though I'm very vanilla? Probably.
Probably.
I feel like everyone should have one.
I've actually never needed to use the safe word.
No.
I wish I had.
If I ever knew, well, also because I don't do consensual non-consent.
Consensual non-consent.
So when
yes, okay, with you.
So I feel like if you're doing scenes of consensual non-consent, then a safe word is necessary.
Yes, absolutely.
Because within the scene, you might be like, "Stop! No!" Blah, 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 blah. But actually,
you're like, "Yes, carry on."
You've agreed what that actually means.
Yeah.
And so the safe word is there as another layer.
Yeah.
That means something different.
Yeah.
But I've never been in a situation where I'm like, when I say no or stop in a situation, that's what that means.
You mean so. You mean no.
I mean
I've
no.
said no and I mean no.
I've said stop. Or like, ah!
I once heard of a couple, and I don't know if this is true, this might be one of those urban legends, but I heard of this couple, and they were very old, and they went on away on like a little sex break into like a little cottage in the mountains, and... they were like using handcuffs and things, and apparently the woman was like handcuffed into the bed and the man like had a heart attack and died on top of her. But she was like handcuffed in and she couldn't get out and she couldn't call for help or anything.
And they both died.
It took them days to find it. I don't know if that's true or if it's an urban legend, but I heard that was a thing and that scares me. I feel like I should always, like, if I'm ever going to, like, be strapped in with, like, handcuffs, I should text Hannah Witten first and be like, by the way... just getting like bed restraints on me.
Yeah.
Handcuffs, getting tied up. If he dies, this is where I am. Come and save me.
I have handcuffs that are Velcro.
So they can just rip away.
Yeah. So, like, if I really wanted to, I could probably maneuver it and figure out a way out.
Mm. But that for
like,
me...
Or use my teeth or something.
It kind of ruins the fun for me.
No, but I'm like, mostly restraint.
Mostly. See, I want 100% restraint.
All right. So, guys, we're actually running a little giveaway. We've been running it... FUBAR, I've been running it since yesterday, and it ends in 20 minutes. And basically, you can win a copy of my book... And there'll be three winners. And all you have to do is follow FUBAR Radio on Twitter, at FUBAR Radio, and retweet their pinned tweet. So if you go on their Twitter page, you'll see the pinned tweet, which is all about the giveaway. And you just retweet that and follow them by 7:30, so in 20 minutes. And at the end of the show, I'll be announcing the three winners.
How exciting. And, yeah. Can I announce one of the winners?
You can announce one and a half of the winners,
okay,
if you like.
Deal.
And just, yeah, make sure you have to be following FUBAR Radio and make sure you have your like DMs open and that so that they can get in touch with you and be like, what's your address, yo? Oh, and it's UK only, sorry.
Sorry about it.
Yeah, and that's about it. Those are the T's and C's. So, yeah, at FUBAR Radio, retweet and follow, and you can win a copy of my book, Doing It. Three winners. We'll announce them at the end of the show.
Hooray!
Do you want one?
I do.
Well, you've already got one.
I have got one.
I've got three.
You don't need that many.
Well, one of them is the first mock-up.
Yeah.
So the first ever thing. And then the second one I have is the proof copy. And then the third one I have is the actual copy. So they're all different.
I'm really excited because I don't keep books unless they're written by friends. And I've got a little stack
really?
Growing of like friends that have written books on my desk. And it's just like lovely.
Oh,
and yours is in there now. And it's just
Yay!
Lovely to sit at my desk and work and be like, oh, I have all my inspiring friends to.
Your friend Laura invited me to her book launch, but I can't make it because it's a Wednesday night. So I'm doing a FUBAR show.
Unimaginable bastard.
I know. I still haven't met your friend Laura.
Have you not?
No. Even though she interviewed me for her podcast and we talk on Twitter sometimes.
You haven't met?
I am your best friend and Laura is your best friend and me and Laura are like internet friends and we still haven't met in person.
Shall I throw a best friend party?
Yeah, when we just get to meet each other.
Riyad and Laura in a room.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to be at my publisher's tomorrow. She isn't published by the same... imprint, but she's published by the same like bigger company.
Oh, no way.
Is also going to be in the same building as me tomorrow, but I don't know if we're there at the same time. Like, it's just ridiculous.
I'm doing all my best shock noises today. Do you like it?
Anyway, Laura Jane Williams.
Yes, she's
got
great.
A book called Becoming, and she's got a book coming out very soon called Ice Cream for Breakfast.
Don't you know? I'm really
Mate,
impressed
I,
that you
I,
know.
Like, I haven't read either of them, but I want to.
I'm a character in Becoming.
Yeah, I know.
So read it.
I know.
Because
I'm going to read it. I really want to read it. And then I really want to read Ice Cream for Breakfast as well. They're on my list.
We're plugging the wrong book. Doing it by Hannah Whitten.
Out tomorrow. But also other books by other people are just as good.
They
maybe
also
better.
Exist.
I just like laughed and burped at the same time. Did you hear that?
I did. It was
like
impressive.
Anyway. Good times. Okay. We're going to be playing more games.
Ooh.
Very shortly.
Ooh.
Right after this.
FUBAR Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
What did you make of Samuel L. Jackson cussing black British
actors? I think it's a fucking disgrace. I thought acting was about talent, and it shouldn't really be about where you're from. I don't know why he said it. I'm not a fan of his anyways, and I used to be a massive fan of his. I really couldn't give a fuck. Any British actor that's doing what they're doing, they've done the work, they've grafted, and they've earned their spot. If a black British guy is at the number one movie in the box office, he's there because he fucking deserves it. For someone to come and be like, well, any American could do that, well, they couldn't. Because if they could, they would have got the job. Glad that all those guys are cracking it. Continue putting them other guys out of work.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you ready for next game?
Is this the best game?
It's the game where you're going to prove your acting skills.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Cassia Lai Carolyn. Carolyn on Twitter said, not really needing advice. But I'm drunk, lol, haha, smiley face.
Oh, me too.
Thanks for reminding me to plug Drunk Advice, which is coming up very soon. If you need any advice, Not you, Carolyn. Obviously, you have got your shit together. Very clearly.
She knows what she's doing on a Wednesday night.
You're just like, I'm owning this. This is great. You don't need advice. Especially not from us. But if you do need any advice, and you can tweet at FUBAR Radio or email Hannah at FUBARradio.com. Ask us your questions, and very soon we will be answering them. But first, it's time for Dirty Talk.
I'm very excited for this game.
I'm excited to hear your acting abilities.
Oh,
okay,
no.
So basically, Cal and I have got three pieces of paper in front of us. Tiny little piece of paper with each one has a word on it. We don't know what the words are because they're upside down. And we are going to have phone sex.
Are we?
We're going to dirty talk with each other.
Oh, with each other?
Okay. Yeah.
It's like, who am I going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Yeah.
Okay, with each other right here, okay. Right now. We're going to simulate phone sex.
Okay.
As if you and me were going to do that.
Oh, Hannah.
Yep. And then as we're doing it, you have to turn over a piece of paper, and whatever the word is on that, you have to incorporate into
the sexual story, the sexual fantasy we're creating together.
Yeah, you're a writer as well, so I like fully believe that you are going to be wonderful at this. You're a writer. I'm a writer because
you have a
book coming out tomorrow. It's not a fiction book.
Really, Hannah, you've not mentioned that at all.
I know.
You'd think you'd be mentioning that on your show if it's coming out tomorrow.
Doing It by Hannah Witten.
What's it called again?
Doing It.
By who?
Hannah Witten.
And when's it out?
Tomorrow.
Great.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Do I hold my phone?
No, well, you can hold a fake phone. Do you want to call me?
Yeah, hang on. Okay. Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep. Hello?
Hey, Hannah Witten.
Hi, Callum. Why are you calling me so late?
You know, I've just been lying here in bed and, you know, that Justin Bieber song we like came on.
Mm.
And
what do you mean?
What do you mean indeed?
Mm.
And I was just, you know, thinking about you, and I thought I'd give you a little call and tell you what I've got in my pants.
What do you have in your pants?
Well, do you want to know what
I've got
in my
pants?
Yeah,
I want to know what you've got in your pants.
Well, Hannah Witten, I could tell you, I've got a big salami. You know, the type you enjoy with cabbage.
This is so good. I love salami and I love cabbage.
Bet you do.
Especially your cabbage and your salami.
What do you want me to do with my cabbage?
Oh, I want you to show me your cabbage in the full moon.
Oh, yeah.
I want you to, you know, in the glistening moonlight, I want to see your cabbage.
Yeah.
Full frontal cabbage.
Well, I'm going to give you my cabbage.
I want it so bad.
And do you know what else I'm going to give you, Hannah?
What are you going to give me?
I tell you what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the key to my chastity belt.
I didn't realise you were wearing a chastity belt. This makes this so much hotter.
Oh, I am. And I want to give you the key. And I want you to just leave me thinking about you for weeks and weeks on end, locked away.
I will keep that key so close to my heart, safe and sound. I will carry it around with me in my luggage. In my sexy luggage.
Oh, yeah.
My luggage is full of all of my toys and, more importantly, your key.
The key.
The key to your chastity
belt.
Yeah, I will be back for you.
I'm getting so turned on, Hannah Witten.
You can't get turned on because you're wearing a chastity belt, and the whole idea is that it's supposed to hurt you if you get erect.
But it's an assless chastity belt, so my ass is
wet,
ready, and wet and gaping, and it's just waiting for you to come and squash whatever vegetables you have inside it.
And I want to squash you so bad because I've got cute aggression towards you. Your face is just, I have such cute aggression towards you, especially when you pretend to be a cute puppy and you bark.
Oh, do you want me to bark right now?
Yeah, I want you to bark for me.
Woof.
Oh, I'm so into it and I want to squish your cute little barky face. Okay, we're done. Callum, shook himself off. He feels so dirty. I feel like...
Heterosexuality.
I feel like... Well, we could have been anyone.
We could have been anyone.
That wasn't necessarily... I mean, it was heterosexual maybe because you are a man and I am a woman.
Yes.
But, we didn't gender the characters.
We didn't gender them.
I mean, what's a cabbage?
We don't know. Cabbage could be anything. My cabbage can be anything you want it to be, Hannah.
Oh, God.
So liberating.
I know. Can we play this every night before bed?
What do you mean, just call each other up?
Yeah.
I like the idea that now you're going to go back home and you're going to be like, Rolly, Jamie, there's this great game.
I really, really am.
I really think as housemates, it will bring us closer together if this is our goodnight story.
This is
a
great drinking game.
How would you make it a drinking game?
Every time you get an erection, it's a game for people with penises only. Every time you get an erection, you have to drink.
Yep. Callum is drinking, everyone. Callum is drinking. Oh, my God. You're so secretly straight.
It's not hard. It's just semi.
I mean, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be back to, like... just any time I'm at one of your parties and it's just like, Hannah, stop stealing the gays.
I know. Stop taking the gay men away from me.
I'm sorry.
There's a limited pool.
It's fine. I'm taken now, so.
So, yeah. So now you can wing woman me up.
Oh, yes. Mm. Except that I don't like clubbing anymore.
No, Hannah.
I know.
Hannah.
I know.
Hannah.
I know. Not on a weeknight. I'll go on, like, a weekend.
But like, you're like a YouTuber.
I know, but I'm a YouTuber.
What's a weekend?
I know, but I give myself weekends, and I basically like work the equivalent of a 9 to 5.
That's really cool, actually.
Thank you.
Wait, I work a 9 to 5. I go out on a Thursday.
I can't do that. My body is not capable of doing that.
Saturday?
I'll go on a Saturday night, yeah.
Okay, and find me some cute boys to play with.
Yes, Friday or Saturday nights. Because you go out on a Thursday night and then you have to be in work on Friday.
Like, yes.
You just go to work and you do all your work hungover.
Yeah, but I can't...
I go out midweek and then I just, like, wake up really late and I don't get any work done because I work from home.
Oh, because you don't have that... You're not forced to go somewhere and do it. So you're just like, nah, I'm just going to stay in bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see the struggle.
Especially if... So say if I'm out late drinking for a work event and I'm, like, networking or it's an event and there's a bar or whatever. In my head, like, stupidly... Well, not stupidly. Like, sometimes it's valid, sometimes it's not. I'm like, this is a work event, so I get a lie-in.
Yes. I see.
And then I, like, sleep off the hangover. And it's just, yeah, I don't know.
It's just a really hard life when you get to stay in bed all day, isn't it, Hannah?
No, but this is the thing, is that I don't do that.
Because you're a good girl who behaves herself.
Yeah.
I like it.
I did a full day today. Started work at 9 a.m. And I will finish after the show at 8 p.m.
Yeah, you're still working.
Still working.
Does this count as work for me?
Yeah, technically.
Technically.
I think you should
still
count
working.
This at work.
Yeah, okay,
still
great.
Still working, thanks to the Haribo
and
alcohol.
And the beer.
into it. But that's, yeah, I've been just thinking a lot about the work stuff because this is something that, I filmed a video about this, actually, that's going to be coming out in like a couple of weeks, but I just want to like rant about it now. Because
okay, go.
The video is like about organisation in general, but this is like one little point that I touch on, which is about like the work-life balance kind of thing and how like often in like the entertainment industry, people value, or not just in the entertainment industry, but just like in career-orientated people in general, it's very much valued if you like get 4 hours sleep, if you're always busy, if you work 16-hour days and 80-hour weeks or whatever. Like, people are like, oh my God, they must work so hard, they're so passionate and hardworking and driven. And it's not equally valued having like a really healthy work-life balance.
And that's so backwards. That's so backwards.
And I'm just like, I want to champion people who, you know, go to work 9 to 5 and then come home and like spend time with their friends and their family and have hobbies and are really happy.
You know what was unbelievably liberating for me?
What?
A few years ago when I was struggling with depression, my doctor said to me then, they were like, you have to take your full 1 hour lunch break every single day and you have to finish at 5:30 when you finish. And if anyone pressures you or even suggests otherwise, be like, doctor's orders, I'm leaving. And like, that's so like, because there is, I feel like in this day and age, there's this kind of pressure to be like,
people get serious illnesses from stress.
Yeah. And it's like, they're like, oh, everyone else in the office is working till 8 p.m. so I have to as well. It's like,
how
mate,
happy are they?
You stopped being paid 3 hours ago. Like,
yeah, go spend that money.
Yeah, go have fun.
Yeah. No, it's something that's like, I don't know, I've just really noticed recently, like just from being in the working world for a few years now. Like, it's just, I've just been like, oh, like, it's not very, it's not championed. Mm-hmm. People often say, oh, I only get 4 hours sleep with pride.
Yes. And I do this all the time. I'm like, oh, I haven't had any time to myself this week. I've just been working all week. I didn't have a day off this week. And I say it as like, yeah, showing off, like, look at me. But that's not a good thing. Not something to be celebrated.
No, not necessarily something to be like shamed either. But I think it should be just like given as an option to people. Like, you can get just as much happiness and self-worth and general health if you like give yourself days off, if you relax, if you know. I like schedule into my calendar. Like, so I have a shared calendar with my management, and basically I just like put in Hannah weekend off, day off, or like I'm on holiday or whatever it is. And I find it so important for me to do that. Yeah. So like book coming out tomorrow, if you didn't know. I've got a book coming out
really?
Tomorrow. I know.
A book, you?
Yeah, me. And then this weekend, so book comes out tomorrow, Friday go to Amsterdam for VidCon.
Yeah,
you're going as well.
I'm going to be in Amsterdam.
And then I come back from that on Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm on tour doing a live show, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm like, I'm off.
Boom, off.
I'm like, peace out, world.
But do you find if something comes up, you're more likely to be like, ah, that's just a weekend off. I'll schedule this work thing in instead.
No.
Oh, good girl.
No, I've like booked that weekend off. I'm not scheduling anything. The only work that I have agreed to do that weekend is the boyfriend's family obligation stuff. So like me and him were just going to chill out.
Yeah.
But then some family stuff came up for him, and I'm like, yeah, cool, let's do that.
Yeah, and that's not work.
No,
that's like,
no. But I was actually planning on like laying on the sofa for a solid 72 hours. And now I'm not, but that's fine because I'm still not doing my work.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
Sure.
I'm happy.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Well done, Hannah.
Thanks. Let's play a song. And okay. Then we're going to do Drunk Advice.
Yay!
We've already finished all of our beer. Oh no. I love it. Don't forget to send in your questions, tweet at FUBAR Radio or email hannah@fubarradio.com. Callum, I think you're going to like this song.
The Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I have just been informed by our producer that Wicked is being made into a film.
That is the most exciting news I've ever heard. That is brand new information.
I've just been Googling it now. I'm like, okay, so the release date is the 20th of December, 2019. There is no word on casting yet, apparently.
I'm so excited for this. Oh my God, who's going to play Fiero?
I'm like, who's going to play Elphaba and Glinda?
I know, but I'm thinking of like, what hot daddy? Oh, and they could get like some...
I'm getting a phone call.
Who's ringing you?
I don't know, it's a London number.
Can we talk to them live on the radio?
It's an 020. No, it's probably just like, have you been in an accident? PPI.
Oh, but you could totally prank them. No, okay. No,
that's not.
Get carried away.
If it's an 020 number, sometimes I think it might be my doctor's. But why are they calling it this time? Anyway.
Can you imagine? Just imagine you answering to your doctor live on the radio.
Like, hey,
so
Hannah.
We've got your gynecological.
Okay, bye! Anyway, okay. It's time for Drunk Advice. Oh, wait, no. Before it's time for Drunk Advice... at the end of the show, so we have our winners for the giveaway, and we're going to announce them at the end of the show.
Okay.
But now we're going to do Drunk Advice.
Okay.
Very excited. Not yet, but soon.
Soon.
Okay, so there are three rules to Drunk Advice.
Yes.
Rule number one, be drunk. If you don't drink, be in the spirit of drunk. It is 7:36 p.m. We've had two bottles of beer, and it's still-ish light outside.
And that's something we should cheers to.
Cheers. Happy spring.
Happy spring, everyone.
Happy fucking spring. We deserve it. We goddamn deserve the spring. Rule number two. Oh, wait.
Wait.
Before rule number two, we're on Facebook Live. Head over to FUBAR Radio's Facebook page.
Can they see my face?
They can see us. We're on video on FUBAR Radio's Facebook page. Hello. Also, can you see my beautiful yellow skirt?
And also, look at me.
I'm important too. Rule number two, have a friend with you.
I'm the friend.
That's you. Tick, check.
Tick, tick.
That's you today.
And rule number three, don't take our advice.
Hey, yay. He's a real friend. I love it. Okay. Lots of questions. Okay. let's do this one.
Okay.
How do I know if a girl is gay or at least bi and flirting with you rather than just an attention-seeking straight girl? Interesting. Mm. I met a girl on my vacay and she was super flirty and touchy-feely, but sometimes I still wonder. Oh, wait, so this is like not an ongoing thing. You're like retroactively like, was that a gay thing or was she... Okay.
This is the trickiest. Like, but I wasn't aware that was a thing. Is it a thing that straight girls sometimes will flirt with bisexual or lesbian women... just to like get their rocks off? Is that a thing?
I don't know, but I also maybe feel like women's behavior around women is often maybe a lot more friendly than men's around men. Maybe, I don't know.
Sure, I'm a flirt. You know this. I flirt with women. I flirt with men, and a lot of the times people get the wrong idea. So maybe it's one of those situations.
Yeah, it might not have anything to do with sexuality or gender in that situation. It might just be. They're a flirty person.
Yeah.
Like, what would make you feel better? You met this girl on vacation. Are you ever going to see her again? Why didn't you just think in your head? Yeah, she totes fancied me.
She totes wanted it.
And then,
she probably did, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I assume
maybe
you're
even
hot.
If she was straight, she might have wanted it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I would just be like, hey, you know, sometimes, and the thing about like, dating relationships and stuff, people love asking, they're like, what does it mean? They love reading everything, like reading into everything. And sometimes you just have to take it at face value.
For what it is.
And you're like, this person was super flirty and touchy-feely. So I think you should be like, yeah, they fancied me.
And then just take that. And then take it as a little confidence boost.
Live your good life, accept that.
And on you go.
And I think kind of like her... Oh, wow, you hear that motorbike?
Hey, Daddy.
her sexual orientation, whether she was straight, bi, gay, or whatever, is kind of irrelevant, you know?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I feel.
Yeah. I agree with Hannah Witten.
Okay,
that's
good,
my
great.
Contribution. Yeah.
Great.
Hooray.
But if that's like an ongoing thing, I can see how that's annoying if you're like, is this person...
I feel like maybe you need to take it out of the realms of like... sex, because that sounds like it was in like a nightclub situation. That's kind of the way I'm seeing that, and like dancing and like touchy. But I feel like if you're really into somebody, there are other signals there, the way they talk to you, the conversations you have, like
prolonged eye contact,
yeah, and all those like we're doing right now. Like,
ooh,
this is
what
a,
does it mean?
This is a
what
sign
does it mean?
That
I thought
you were
gay.
Like you.
Oh, god, maybe,
yeah,
no.
But you look
yeah, I feel and. Also, the other thing is that I feel like the more experience that you have and the older you get in terms of just like meeting people, flirting with some people, not flirting with others, having people flirt with you not flirting back, like all of these things that you will just accumulate over time, you'll just get better at reading people and just you'll just get so much better like at knowing if you're getting vibes from someone.
Yeah.
Like sometimes what happens is it's just a gut feeling.
You just know.
Yeah.
It's there. And so I don't...
Sometimes an outsider could be looking into this situation and not see anything amiss. And you, whilst you're in that situation, you're like, I'm getting vibes.
You just feel it.
You're like, I'm getting vibes, man. There are vibes.
And I have never felt that way about a guy who turned out to be straight.
Oh, really?
I felt it about... I'm like, sometimes I don't know if they're gay or straight, and I've been like, I feel like I'm getting vibes from this guy.
Yes!
And they always turn out to be gay.
Yeah.
Always. Never. Oh, no, they never turn out to be straight.
It's so true, because I had that situation with You Know Who
yes.
ends up in my book, actually, because he broke up with me whilst I was writing
yes.
said book.
Yeah.
So he makes an appearance. But I thought he was gay when I met him. But
so
I,
did I.
We all did. And then I was getting vibes off him, and I was like, am I making this up? What, like, why is this gay man flirting with me? I'm so confused.
Even I was telling Hannah, I was like, Hannah, you're making it up? He's gay.
Yeah, I know. We were all just like, I was like, I'm pretty sure he's flirting with me, because I knew. I'm like, I know when people are flirting with me. And he was, and I was like, but you're gay. What's happening? He's bi.
He turned out to be bisexual.
So I was like, I wasn't making it up! Anyway, God, we had went on a massive rant there. Here we go. My good friend just let me know he has feelings for me, even though he knows I'm in a happy, committed relationship. I now feel like I can't be friends with him. Advice on what to do.
Oh no!
Jesus Christ! This is not at you. This is at your friend. What the hell, friend?
Fuck you, friend.
What? That's so uncool, friend.
But I've been there. I've had feelings for somebody in a relationship before, but I've never, like, told them. Because
why? They're in a happy relationship.
I can't help my feelings, Hannah.
No, you can't help your feelings, but, like,
I wouldn't do anything, and I didn't do anything in that situation because you can't.
Someone is... Okay, so, yeah, it's tricky because you've got the one hand where you're, like, you're the good friend who has feelings for someone, and you're, like, I just have to tell them. But then your good friend is in a relationship... like you said, a happy, committed relationship. I think that's out of line. I genuinely think that's out of line.
To have the feelings or to express the feelings?
To express the feelings.
Yes, I agree.
To have the feelings, fine, whatever. But I think to express those feelings, it's like...
I think you need to be like, right, you need to get on the phone and be like, right, mate. Like, I don't know why I'm pretending to hold the phone.
Right, mate.
Right, mate. Like, you need to be like, right, you have feelings for me, fine, whatever, but I'm in a relationship and I don't want to hear about these feelings because, like... I know that sounds harsh as hell, but, like, I'm in a relationship and we're mates. So if you want to carry on being pals, we'll carry on being pals.
Yeah.
But it needs to be friends only, and you can't, like, bring this up or, like, flirt with me or do any of those things. Or if you need to take time for yourself to get over these feelings, you go and take that time.
Yeah. No, I agree. I'm sorry that you've been put in that position.
Yeah.
Sucks. Do you want to read out one?
Yes, I want to read one.
Is there any...
Can I read that one? That one.
Okay,
that
here
one.
We go.
I'm in a youth hostel room, and me...
Right now.
Right now.
RN is right now.
I'm not down with the kids and the slang.
Rinna.
In a youth hostel right now. Me and a cute boy. How do I get his attention or talk to him? I'm socially unfit, lol. Oh, just take your clothes off start doing a seductive dance.
No, don't do that. Don't take Cal's advice. I mean, are you listening to the show right now?
Can they hear us?
Yeah. Hey, cute boy.
Cute boy over there.
Wait, person who asked this question, just take your headphones out, put this radio show on loud.
Yeah.
Hey, cute boy in the hostel room.
Hey, hostel boy.
The person who is in the hostel room with you thinks you're cute.
He thinks you're so unbelievably cute and he can't stop thinking about you. Or that we don't know their gender, but that they are into it.
So you should talk. Where, you know, also hostel rooms, if you're in a hostel, everyone is always generally so open to talking to new people. Like all you have to do is go, oh, how long are you staying for? Where are you from? Where have you been? Where are you traveling to next?
Yeah,
literally, people are so open to chatting in hostel rooms. I'm like,
you don't stay in a hostel and not want to chat to folk.
Yeah, if you don't want to talk to other people, then you don't stay in a hostel.
Yep.
So, good luck.
Good luck. I hope you fall in love.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to be doing some more drunk advice questions, and we will be announcing the winners to the Doing It book giveaway right after this.
Hannah Whitten Show on FUBAR Radio.
I love Dua Lipa.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. It's not, I enjoyed that very much. We had a question that I thought very much tied into the conversation we're having earlier. If you want to ask that one.
Oh, am I asking this one?
Yeah, if you want.
How would you bring up the topic of kinks to a vanilla partner?
How do you know they're vanilla?
Yeah, how do you know the vanilla? You don't know what's going on inside their head. They might be lying there thinking, you know what, right now, I just want you to take that chair and smack me with it.
Okay. Maybe not, but yeah.
maybe. You don't know what's going on in their head.
I think you shouldn't necessarily think of it as bringing up kinks, but just opening a conversation about sex in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, this was something that Lindsay Doe said in a video recently. And I was like, oh, that's just such a clever way of thinking when it comes to when there are other people involved. And when you want to, like, ask other people about things or, like, you're scared, you're like, oh. And the thing is that you just have to accept that you have no control over how they're going to react.
Yeah.
And once you accept that, it will allow you just to kind of
go
ask or go with it in a way that you just devise the way that you want to phrase it and like that you want to bring it up. But you just have to accept that you've no control.
No control
over what their reaction is going to be.
I like that. I think like right now I don't really. I think I'm in quite a good place because I feel like I can talk to people and say, "Hey, I'm into this. Do you want to do this?"
Yeah.
But once upon a time, I was in a place where I found it very difficult to talk about things, especially when there's like shame in society around certain things that you like that you might like to do in the bedroom, and I used to find it very helpful to kind of be like, oh, you know, my friends tried out this.
Oh, right.
And then just
gauge
their reactions. And just, and I find that's often like a nice stepping stone into saying, well, actually, I quite like this. Do you want to try it together?
What usually has worked for me in terms of like saying it without saying it explicitly is rather than being like, I really want you to blind cuff me and
blind cuff me.
Yeah, I want you to blind cuff me. I want you to blindfold me and handcuff me. Rather than saying that, I will like say, "Oh, I have some blind
cuffs. I've got some blind cuffs.
I have some." Do you know what I mean? Like rather than saying, "I want you to do this to me," like, "Oh, yeah. I own some," but you can like kind of like play it off quite nonchalantly, like, "Oh yeah, I just own some because I got given them by a friend," or like, you know, like in whatever way, and then you can like gauge their reaction and be like, and they'll be like, "Oh."
So you can just like lean on the door frame and be like, "You know, I just happened to own this massive 12-inch butt plug. It's
to
just
be honest,
lying around."
In my line of work, I get sent a lot of things.
Do you?
Yeah, to be honest, I can like. I often get people being like, "Can we send you some toys?"
My whole
bedside cupboard is just toys.
Can I tell you about a fan mail?
Some of them are unused.
Received.
If you want to come round and pick any out,
can I really?
Mm-hmm. Lucy,
are they
that.
Suitable for males?
Maybe. It depends what you want to do with them. I don't have any butt plugs or anal beads. I should probably invest.
Can I tell you about the fan mail I once received?
Yes, please.
It was a fan mail that just arrived at my office, so I opened this in front of all of my colleagues.
Oh, wow.
And it was a solid glass butt plug with
beautiful. A
fox's tail attached to it. Not a real fox's tail, but like a...
Like odd, a furry
a fluffy
thing.
Tail, so you would put it in and then you would have a fox's tail. And I didn't know what to do with that, so I gave it to our fundraising team.
Do they auction
and
it off?
Auctioning it off.
In the tombola. In the office tombola. Who wants this?
Congratulations, Gladys
boxer.
From finance. You have won.
The Susan from HR.
Come up and collect your prize.
Amazing. Okay, I think it's time to announce the winners of the book giveaway.
Yes.
Should we do a drum roll?
Dibba, 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 dibba,
okay,
dibba.
So the three winners who win a copy of my book are Zoe at Zoe Lingua on Twitter and Alex at Lukey. I should have learnt these before. Lukey's Lemonade.
With two E's.
Yeah.
And then, I do the third one.
Okay.
And Ian Ibraxbeer.
Well
Hooray!
Done. Yay. Well done, you guys. FUBAR Radio will be shooting you a DM shortly, and all you have to do is just tell them your address and we will get you a copy of my book.
How exciting.
Hooray!
Yay!
You're welcome, you're welcome. Do we have time for one more question, I think?
Yes, plus.
Okay.
That one right there, the prom one.
You ask it.
I accidentally drunk texted a guy and asked him to prom. He said yes, but now things kind of feel awkward. I know some of his friends know I was drunk, but he doesn't. I still want to go with him, but I don't want him to find out it was a drunk text and feel even more awkward. I don't think you ever need to tell him that.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
And
I
like
think,
when you're
I think
married,
just chill.
When you're married, 10 years down the line, then you can tell him and it'll be like a funny, you'll never guess what. You know that romantic time when I asked you to the prom?
Uh-huh.
I was wasted on... You know, jelly shots or whatever it is the kids drink these days.
You just said, I still want to go with him. So just go with him.
Go with him. You can have a great time.
Does it make a difference that you've drunkenly asked him by text? Like, how much of a difference does that actually make?
To be honest.
Because if you still want to go with him, if you're not, like, going back on it, like, oh, God, I drunkenly asked him to prom and I don't want to go with him. Okay, maybe then you should own up. But you're like, I still want to go with him.
Drunk people
just go with him.
Drunk people express their true feelings.
Well,
You know, Hannah Witton, one time...
Oh, what did I do?
I really wanted to...
Oh, right, you.
It was me. It wasn't you this time. I once wanted to tell a guy that I really liked him. Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm so embarrassed. I can't believe I've been admitting
this. Yes, do it!
I once really, really wanted to tell this guy that I liked him, but I was too, like, embarrassed about it. So I was like, what if I got really drunk and then I'd be able to tell him? But, like, I had no friends, so...
You got drunk on your own?
No, I just pretended to be drunk. So I started texting him and I would, like, spell things wrong deliberately, so it seemed like I was wrong. It's like, it seemed like I was drunk. And then I told him I fancied him, because then I was like, the next day, if he turned me down, then the next day I could be like, I'm so sorry, I was so wasted. I wasn't, I was just sat at home on my own.
How old were you?
May have been last year.
Okay, I was going to say, because I have a story from when I was about 13 and I fancied this boy, but I didn't want to tell him directly. So I sent what looked like, in what I thought looked like, a cryptic text to a friend of mine talking about my feelings to him.
Oh, sent it to him.
But it was slightly cryptic. And then I was like, oh, whoops, sorry, that was meant for... Jenny.
I'd be like, oh my God, Darren is so hot. Oh my God, did I just send that to you, Darren?
Yeah. Also, but it didn't have their name in it. Anyway. Thank you, Callum, so much for coming on the show this evening.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. Don't forget to buy my book.
Buy Hannah's book.
It's out tomorrow.
She's not mentioned it yet, but she's got a book out tomorrow.
My book is out tomorrow. You can go to foobarradio.com and you can listen to this show if you want to re-listen or listen to my past shows. And we'll be back next week, Wednesday, 6 until 8 p.m. All right. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.